Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance, the show that offers you guidance to transform your life. I'm Carmen Hara, and I'm live every Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern on Home Time Radio. So I want you to know that for everybody, that the gifts I've sent to all of you. So if you didn't receive it yet, I wanted to make sure that if you request a book or a jewelry, it's on the way to you. It's on its way to you. So make sure to look for it, and you will receive it. And for many of you requesting sessions, I'm still offering you the sessions. I think a lot of you already receive your sessions. I'm pretty excited. So, but tonight I want to help you to become successful. We talk about success all the time. It's so important to us to receive the success that we need in life. But we're talking tonight about success in a spiritual way, because we all want prosperity, we all want abundance, we want to progress both in our career and in our personal life. But many of us forget that these exist in a sense of having what we want, but also in a strong spiritual way. There's like a, I don't know how to express myself better, there is a strong spiritual component to them. There is a strong spiritual component to success overall. Performing spiritual exercises in life is as important as hard work in the real world. My opinion is one of the things that is missing in the world is acknowledging how important it is to understand the spiritual life of all of us on earth. And one of the reasons that things don't go so well for us is because we're missing the spiritual existence on earth. We only live for the money, the physical, and we completely dismiss our spiritual existence. As much as we go to church, as much as we pray, as much as we acknowledge that there is a superior force, but we are not using the spiritual exercise as an instrument in achieving our goals, because this spiritual life is a way to raise your vibration energy and a way to deliver to your own self new opportunity. I've never met a truly successful person who doesn't implement spiritual tools on a daily basis. I mean, think a little bit of Oprah. I think her success has a lot to do with her trying, you know, to dig deeper into her spiritual self. And she was always so fascinating about what meditation is all about. So she has been inviting teachers like Oprah on her shows to talk about meditation, about mantras, praying, chanting, what is visualization all about. Now, there has been so much attention paid to visualization and books that were sold like crazy at some point about meditation and visualization, because these are divine action that we've been using since the dawn of time to kind of get what we want. And this should not be different in the world today, in the modern world. I remember when I was a little girl, I was dreaming of another world, because I grew up in a little village in the northern part of Transylvania, in a small village, 5,000 people, no running water, and I didn't know anything about the world. But you know, when you disconnect from the world you are living in, you kind of close your eyes and you can envision something else. And I tried to envision a way bigger city with lights and with a spectacular world out there. And I projected myself out of that small place, you know, to live at my highest potential in a different environment. And I kind of did this to myself. I took myself out of that environment and I ended up by coming to America, where I thought I was able to, you know, progress and evolve and achieve as I was meant to achieve. And I remember I was speaking to my parents and tell them then one day I'll travel across a body of water and I'll be in an airplane. So I had such a great imagination and ambitions, and I was like 5-6 years old, and I was singing, and they were sending me to sing in the bathroom. But I was telling them all the time that I'll be one day such a famous singer. So, you know, at that age, when you don't have an understanding of the power of your words, I was projecting myself towards success. So I'm giving you my example because I want you to do the same thing. And I want you to implement in your life rituals that will, you know, help you project yourself beyond the limitation of your daily routine. I remember myself writing down my ambitions on a piece of paper every morning. And I remember myself praying every night what I wanted to achieve. And from my own lifelong experience, I learned that there are like five most important spiritual secrets that can create success. And one of them is to show gratitude. Another one is to trust your intuitive mind. Another one is to resolve your karmic path. Another one is to create your visualization. So to see it for yourself, to make it happen. And the last one is to speak affirmations. So these are the so-called five secrets to your spiritual path. And I will try to expand on these five spiritual secrets because, it's not the first time that I'm talking about them on the show, but I will expand on them a little bit. And also, as you know very well, on the show, I always take your calls, and I always love to talk to you about what matters to you most and in which way I can be instrumental in helping you use these tools in your own life. This is actually a calling show, so this is your show. So feel free to call in 202-570-7057. And Jonathan, my producer will take your calls. And we'll talk, and you will be able to speak with me, and we will chat about you and where you stand and in which way you resonate with what I have to say. Last time I did offer you free sessions. At this time, you know, we have buy one, get one free. So if you want a session, you get another one free for someone else or for yourself. If you're interested in an extra free session, you send me an email with Carmen Hara at AOL. I always want to have you as my friend on Facebook. If you go to Carmen Hara on Facebook, you can actually subscribe to my newsletters. You can be my friend on social media, on Instagram. You can also get any of my books, Karma Queens, Decoding Your Destiny, Holiness, 11 Principles, Everyday Karma, whichever of your books or my books you think will be helpful. As I said, feel free to call in. And actually, I think there are some callers, so I'm going to go to you guys in a little bit, in 2-3 minutes, and we'll talk about you. And again, any of you who is interested to connect, feel free to 202-570-7057, and I'm going to take your calls and be specific with your questions so that my answer can be more specific. As I said, spiritual rituals for your success are, in my understanding, 5 of them. And I said that one of the most important way to consider in life to achieve success is to resolve your karmic path. The quicker you resolve your karma, means your deeds, your action, the memory of yourself, the easier it is to accomplish your goal. Because karma is very highly spiritual in nature. It's not something that you can see or hear. Karma is something that is considered the number one law of the universe. It's a spiritual law. And we can see karma in everything that's happening. The planet Earth has karma. We, America, have karma through everything we're doing. The president has karma. We carry karma with everything. From life to life, each of us has a unique karma that we must work to resolve. So it's kind of sad not to recognize your karma, meaning not to recognize your deeds, your action, your intention that you actually create on a daily basis. Every single day you create karma, every single moment, through the way you think, through the way you act, you know, you create good or bad karma. So think about the things that keep on happening, the cycle that you can get stuck in, and how do you break through your karma? By taking different actions. So if you say, well, I don't know what's happening with me, but things are not happening in my life. If they're not happening, then you got stuck into some kind of a reoccurring karma, or the karma that plays in your life, the action that is there, needs to be, you know, resolved. It's something that needs to be taken care of. So, yeah, you break through that pattern of behavior so that you can move forward and see a difference in your life. That's one of the spiritual ritual that needs to be done if you want to see yourself really moving as far as you want in life. Another one is showing gratitude. I mean, we don't really show gratitude. I mean, look in our society, look from the top of the pyramid, look from the Congress, look from the people who lead our country. If you see gratitude is such a beautiful thing because it fills our spirit with light. It lends us the hope we need to improve any situation. Wake up gratefully each day because no matter how bad things may seem, they could be a lot worse. And true gratitude is not only giving thanks for the good, it's embracing the bad with equal acceptance. So this is the true wisdom. So showing gratitude is lifting your spirit, is living the life, with joy. With wisdom, with acceptance, with a smile on the face, and with peace. So gratitude is the most beautiful thing. So if you really want to be happy and really want to celebrate and really celebrate everything that's happening to you, good or bad, is show gratitude. Another important thing, if you want to live a spiritual life, is trust your intuitive mind, because the divine will always show you what to do and what not to do. Allow your instinct to guide you towards success. Your intuition will reveal to you where you should work, where you should meet your partner, where to invest your money, how to invest your money, when to buy, when not to buy. Simply ask this divine universe that surrounds you to show you the road that you should take. That kind of a gut feeling that always is there telling you, guiding you, don't do it, do it, don't take this airplane, don't marry this person. All those things that are within yourself, you should listen and you should trust. So intuition is that GPS that exists on the top of your head that can take you to the right destination. If you trust that, that is divinely, the divine inspiration is the divine guidance that exists. It's like the higher force telling you. It's definitely talking about the life of the spirit. Is the higher power that exists. We believe there is always something that we call God, we call the divine, the world above, that will always protect us. So intuition is linked to a higher dimension. And another thing that I consider very powerful, as I said at the beginning, is creating those visualizations. Now, in the Bible, God instructed Noah to build an ark to save the animals before the arrival of the great flood. Noah asked God where he'll find all of those animals he's supposed to save. And God responded by saying, build it and they will come. Don't even ask. I like to think that the beginning of all miracle is in the mind's eye. And this will be my quote. The beginning of all miracle is in the mind's eye. So remember this from me. The beginning of all miracles is in the mind's eye. So when a client comes to me and asks me, Dr. Hara, but how can I make it happen? I'll tell them, see it and it will become. So allow yourself to daydream freely, picturing the ideal outcome to every problem. Desire and goal may just come. So I'm going to go to a short break, and then all my people there, Leilani, Robert, Jonathan, I don't know who else is there, we'll see. Hold on the line, I'll be back in a second.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm back with you tonight, talking about the fact that the beginning of all miracles are in the mind's eye. So how important it is, you know, to live a life of success using, you know, the spiritual success in knowing how to employ all these techniques of the spiritual success you know, to achieve everything you want and live the life that you want. And as I said, there are some ways of doing it by resolving karmic issues, by showing gratitude, by trusting your intuition, by creating the visualization that I just talked about. And the last one, by speaking the affirmation. And I spoke about affirmation last week. There's this art of the spoken word used to your full advantage, because every syllable carries energy and makes that energy work in your favors. Now, patterns of speech form systems of belief. When you reassure yourself repeatedly through the correct word, you begin to believe that which you affirm. Like, I'm giving you again some few affirmations for spiritual success. You have to say them before an important meeting, on your way to a job interview, or on any time throughout the day to re-empower yourself. Like, you have to say things like, I'm fulfilling my financial dream. Everything I put my mind to, I achieve. I am knowledgeable. I am skilled. My boss acknowledging my brilliance. I am creating a tremendously successful project that will resonate with thousands of people. So you have to say things like this. Tell yourself each morning that you release your impediments and welcome new possibilities. Don't allow blockages, you know, to exist there. Just push them away. I also think that you should enjoy chanting mantras to elevate the soul. Mantras exist, you know, for thousands and thousands of years in the Sanskrit. And the Sanskrit beliefs are that they have like a psychological and spiritual power. The word mantra means instrument of thought. So true to its name, mantra rewires your brain. It becomes a vehicle for your mind to create a new thought. So a couple of mantras that you can practice are, for instance, Nom Yo Merenge Q. And I kind of like this one, Nom Yo Merenge Q. It's an expression of determination to embrace and manifest the so-called the Buddha nature. It's a promise to yourself never to give in to difficulties and to triumph over suffering. For instance, the mantra Sohum translates from Sanskrit, I am. This mantra is great because it's balancing your root chakra, getting yourself grounded into self-love and connecting you with your self power. And I don't think there's anything more powerful than connecting with your own self. And there's so many powerful mantras out there. Oh my goodness. Ashatoama Zatnamaya, Tamasomaya Gotir Gamaya, and so on and so forth. There's amazing mantras that come from Upanishad, one of the ancient philosophical yogi texts from India, that translate, lead me from the untruth to truth, lead me from darkness to light, lead me from death to immortality. Om, peace, peace, peace. Isn't this beautiful? It's just amazing. And this is the way we create a bigger version of ourselves, because psychologically speaking, we kind of live in a box. I don't know if you agree with me. So our mentality is framed within a handful of beliefs, ideas, and things we know for sure, but each day and each second, each moment, we're thinking, we're speaking, we're acting within the context of our mental box. But beliefs must be put into perspective, must be questioned, and sometimes disregarded altogether. So not doing so can lead to stagnation and to manifestation, and to creating only, you know, not a small part of our dream, but the entire dream. So sometimes I want you to write down three elements of your life that you want to expand. Like, for instance, you are a nurse, and I want you to write down, but I want to become a doctor. You know, I want to start saving money. I want to do this. So write your things down. and question yourself periodically, are my beliefs working for myself or they not? So this is the way you expand. This is the way, if you meditate through the day, meditation are an excellent spiritual tool because they can customize, you know, whatever is relevant for you. And you need to, it's putting things into perspective, you know, the things that you want to achieve. And it's real, they are releasing your worries. That and your pressure, and that these are amazing ways to free yourself from the burden, from the pressure, from everything. So I'm gonna go and take your calls, and I'm gonna continue in telling you what else you need to do to connect to your higher self. So I'm gonna go right now, and I think the first one is Leilani. Hi, my Leilani, how are you, my dear?
Hello, beautiful.
Hi, my love. How are you, sweetie?
Good. I have a good gratitude practice every day. I love saying my
Tell
gratitude.
Me. Tell me that your well, gratitude. I want to hear it.
I just say, you know, I'm grateful for the trees, the sun, the plants. The
beautiful.
Dogs, my
love it.
My
love
feet,
it. Love it. Yeah.
My pillow.
Right.
My bicycle. My
beautiful.
Eyes.
Beautiful.
Right. Yeah. So. I love that. And I
beautiful.
Do meditate every day.
Perfect.
My question is, so I'm moving in 2 weeks into an apartment, and the mm-hmm. lease is 35 pages long. I'm getting a little overwhelmed by the agent and the all that technical stuff.
Right.
And the lease is very legal jargon, and I'm just like, oh my God, what is this? And I get, I kind of shut down, and I want to trust spirit. Also, I want to know how.
Why is that person giving you such a complicated lease with so many, you know, paragraphs and so many loopholes? And why is that?
I don't know.
Because you have the right to simplify things. I mean, my take on it is that you can make it way simpler than it is.
I feel I just have to sign it.
Well, I'm not saying not to sign it, but you have to read it, you know what I mean? And you have to see if there's something there that might represent a legal problem. And if there is, you can just ask if that can be removed. I think there are two of them that can be eliminated altogether, that don't belong to that list. The rest is just nonsense. It's just a lot of blah, blah, you know, that is not relevant. You know, sometimes these people put all kinds of things in writing that are not at all relevant. You know what I mean?
I know. Yes.
So that's my take on it.
And it's double the amount that I'm paying now. I'm curious how I'm going to pay for this and if I need to get a roommate or.
You might take a roommate at some point, but I also mm-hmm. think that you'll be able to somehow pay for it. You might get a roommate at the beginning, but then you will not need a roommate. I feel like the roommate would probably be for a very short period of time. And the roommate seems to be somebody very nice that doesn't really interfere too much. It's just there, you know, and very helpful financially, but not causing any kind of a issue.
Good.
And it's so interesting. Have you ever thought about having a male roommate?
Yeah,
that might sound crazy.
Because
I feel it's not. It's a young man who's so sweet and nice, and he has a lot of work to do. He's not even there too much, but he's very, very kind and nice, and not even too present.
Okay.
So kind of like
you
that.
Know how to meet him?
The sense that I have is like if you kind of spread the word about it, so let the world know about this.
Okay.
this might be the way to do it? Does it make sense?
Yes, I feel like a male. I was thinking about that today, and I felt like a male.
Right. I don't think it's a woman. I'm very convinced it's not a woman.
Okay. I'm very
right.
sensitive
I feel it's
to energy,
a man.
So I need someone with very good energy.
Right. It is somebody with a very good energy. It is somebody very nice, looking relatively young. It's not it's a very pure, talking about people who live a lot in a spiritual way. This is somebody who has a highly spiritual presence.
Beautiful.
You know, there are people who are so attached in the material, and you feel them. People who are attached to the ego and the material and the fight for no reason, and those people are complicate things and are always up to a fight and a conflict. And this is completely the opposite. This is somebody extremely lovely.
Beautiful.
Completely the opposite, yeah.
And then lastly, Carmen, I feel a lot of energy, like sadness that I'm still in Boulder, Colorado, because I don't really want to be here, but I don't have a choice. I need to just sign this apartment for at least 6 months. But I'm sad inside. It doesn't feel like where I belong.
You're right about that, but it's also a matter of timing.
Okay.
And it very much might be that you're there just for another short period of time. It might not be long. Did we speak about this before? Like mentioning the fact that it might be that you're not there long terms?
Right. And you also saw me in a place with more alive plants.
Right.
More like California.
Well, because, you know what, we can project things out of the space and time and look beyond the moment and see where you're going to be if we look like a year later, you know, a year and a half later, 2 years later.
Okay.
So, that's the sense that I have.
Yeah. So timing.
Right. It's a matter of timing. Like you go through a transit. You're in a transition mode, but it's things are coming together. You know, you go beyond the transition. But you're starting to see that you're starting to acknowledge the transition, you know?
Yes. I guess I get a little impatient, like, I want it now.
Right, exactly. You just have to understand why is the transition happening. Making peace with the idea that transitions have their own role. Sometimes we're not ready to jump into the next phase before going to the transition. It's like, okay, you go through a divorce, then you have a transitory relationship that will take you into the next marriage, for instance. Mm-hmm. But you may say, I don't want any transition. I just want to jump into the next marriage. But then that transition will take you into the next marriage. You understand? So I'm just giving you metaphorically a comparison. Why do I need to move into this? Because, in fact, I don't really belong here. Mm-hmm. This transition is actually necessary to take you to your next step forward.
Okay.
Does it make sense?
Part of me doesn't even want to unpack fully, but I feel like...
Right. I completely understand. And my sense is that anything from now all the way to May of 2020. So... things will fall in place in this period of time. I may see more clarity somewhere in August, September of this year, and you will know where you stand. And I do see you in a place where there's a lot of vegetation, beautiful plants, trees.
Yes.
Like you're in a different place. And I see you in a house where I do see a library, like a... something with white, like a white bookcase on a wall. I have a very clear thing. I see those books on a wall. It's a bookshelf with made of white wood. It's so pretty. Wow. And then there's a window near that, and there's a window points towards, and there's all these flowers, you know.
Beautiful.
What I like is how beautiful that is. You know, it's like, it looks like some kind of a paradise.
It's beautiful. Lovely.
Right. Yeah, it's really beautiful.
Well, thank you, dear. So, I appreciate you.
I love you, Lalani. So hang in there. Just make peace with that. Just work on your soul. Work on acceptance. Work on your gratitude. Work on everything here that's karmic that needs to be resolved. Continue with meditating, you know, and then continue to believe that if you will see it, it's all in your mind, you know. And if it's okay in your mind, that it will manifest. It's going to become, you know, the miracles begin in your mind. They are they're not outside, in the outside world. They within you. And you know that. So you have to believe it to see it. You don't have to see it to believe it. I love you, Lelani. I'm going to go to a short break, and then I'll take Robin. Hi, Robin. Hold on the line, my dear. Okay, thank you.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom! Everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back. I'm back on Home Time Radio, my favorite station. I'm so excited to be on the station. I so enjoy speaking with you and sharing with you my life experiences, everything I've learned, and being at service, and especially connecting with everybody who wants to communicate, who have stories to share. And I'm going to go right now to Robin and see how can I help Robin. How are you, my Robin? How are you, my dear?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you, Carmen.
I love you, Robin.
I love you, too. I haven't spoken to you for about 3 months, and I've been taking your advice, and I feel as though there are some breakthroughs and success, and I wanted to tell you that.
Tell me, yeah.
The book that I wrote, that I created the program, and now I reached out to several different places, and it seems as though they're very interested, and that includes the state director of Pennsylvania may even be interested in my program, and I'm very excited about that. I think I had my first breakthrough today, but it was your encouragement, and I feel because
that's extraordinary.
this is the year to have your business. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening. Okay. I'm listening. And I feel very good about this.
Oh, great. Great.
So this looks very good. So what is the next step?
Well, the next step is just continuing and getting more and more and more programs and then teaching my program and making a living. That's
exactly.
So, and then so I wanted to tell you that because I'm very excited about helping youth. I'm very excited about it, and I feel that I can really reach out and help them.
No, I feel this. No, this is a process. So it doesn't happen 1, 2, 3. It's a process.
Yes.
But I feel very good. I feel you're moving in the right direction. I think this is happening exactly the way we want it to happen. And it is moving, probably not as fast as we want, but it is happening. I do think that from now on to November, you are moving in the right direction pretty consistently. I see you speaking in front of an audience. Is there an event that you have to attend or you have to speak about your program? Or you plan to develop this as a program with an audience, like a seminar? Do you plan to make this a seminar?
It's a workshop, and I've already developed it.
That's what I see you doing, because I see you in front of with a microphone in front of a pretty large audience.
Wow!
So if it's if you say, well, I've structured a seminar.
That's the
right way to do it.
Okay. Well, I tell you, I'm very excited. I wanted to say because you encouraged me.
But I want you to expand on this way even more, because
okay.
I feel like there's so much substance into it. It's exactly like when you start digging into something, and the more you do it, the more you find new avenues or
mm-hmm.
new ways to expand into it.
Oh, yes.
Make it larger. The more I think of it, I put my mind to work. I say, no, you need to keep on doing it. Go deeper into it. More ramification. There are more things deep into it to expand into it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I will do that.
It's going to get way better. As the time goes by, you know, in a relatively short period, you're there already. I feel like the structure is there. The idea is there. The concept is there. The drive is there. The excitement is there. The interest is there. I see a man who I would describe like relatively tall, very smart, very educated, somebody who will actually listen to what you have to say, somebody who will look through a manuscript, to the concept in itself, somebody who we will have a meeting with. I don't know if this man has a W and an R name, W-I-R, so I'm seeing these initials, but I see how he is. He's very eloquent, smart, tall, brown hair, getting gray, a man in his 50-something of age. Supporting you into what you do. There's a book coming out of it. You are really doing it. You really are. It's an entire concept that has a book behind, an idea. It expands into seminars. It expands into something that is big. You will tour. You will go places. Your seminars are going to attract a lot of attention. I see you speaking, large audience. The more you speak, the more excited you get about it, the more you expand the concept, the idea. It will attract a lot of attention. You are a force of nature. You really are. I love you.
Well, I tell you, you really encouraged me and gave me the that encouragement to keep going on. So I did take your advice, and I had one other advice, and that's for my father. You know what's going on there.
Right.
I have two people who are interested in looking at the medical records, and I was wondering which lawyer was going to take his case.
There's a lawyer, relatively young, like in his 40s, medium in height, very quick, he moves very fast, he's very aggressive, has it like an S name, SG name. Yeah, he will take this case very, very quickly.
So I already have him, because there's two places that are interested, but I don't know which one will take it.
I think one that you already know will take it.
Okay.
I feel like the one that is meant to take it will just take it. And you should go with the one that's just going to take it. You don't debate that. So in other words, it's like we've been talking like this divine, intuitive, the guidance, you know, that, you know, it's kind of meant to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you shouldn't doubt it.
Okay.
Does it make sense? That's just gonna happen, boom. And these people say, we'll take it. But just out of curiosity, when that's gonna happen, do me a favor and just call me on the show and tell me if that guy fits the description of the man that I'm visualizing here. I'm just curious, you know?
Okay, well, the only one that I know had the issue is as RC. I don't know if there's anyone else.
Right.
R and a C, like as a cat.
Can be.
Okay.
Right, it can be, yeah. Well, I saw an R before in another demand before. So sometimes, you know, the initial can be mixed a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mentioned an R before, I mentioned W, an R, an S. S can be a C. Sometimes it's not 100% accurate, the information. It's an approximate, you know. The information can be there.
All right.
All I know, I know that this will happen. It's already there, the information is there. Yeah.
Okay,
right.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Last two things, I'm sending you a lady, a wonderful woman. I told her she loves New York City. I told her to go see you. I told her to buy your book. In fact, if she doesn't, I'm going to buy it for her.
Appreciate
so
that.
I want to tell you that. I insist
What's her name?
That she goes see you.
What's
her
name?
Name's Jeanette. Her name is Jeanette.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. I'm very grateful for that.
Well, I insist that she sees you. So that's one of my dreams one day is seeing you in person, and I know I will.
please, we have to make it happen. I'm so proud of you, my love. So proud of you.
Thank you. And last thing is that I had a dream, and it was my ex-husband, and I woke up, and I said to the air, I sat up and I said, oh, it was so nice to see you again.
That's beautiful. Love it. that's the right way to say it, you know. It's beautiful to say it. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, that's the way to do it. What I like about you, you have the right attitude, you know. People don't have that in life, you know. Uh-huh. It's all about having the right attitude about life. People know how to respond to life. If you know how to respond with the right attitude, everything is perfect. Yeah. So.
Well, it was hard this year. In a couple of days, it'll be a year since my dad was gone.
That's the most painful. But if you know how to respond to situation like this, having the wisdom that this is part of, you know, birth and rebirth, and this is something that we all going through the process, but knowing how to accept the process, how to celebrate the process, as much as the pain is there and we don't know how to do it. but continue to be in touch, because life is eternal and that death is just doesn't exist. Love is forever. Yeah. You know, yeah. And love transcends space and time. And you are in touch with him no matter where he is, because he is, he exists. Mm-hmm. We don't actually die, you know, the spirit, that's why I speak about the life of the spirit, the success of the spirit, the implementing the existence of the spirit in our existence. You know, we continue to exist in that spiritual form. And sometimes we're more powerful that way than in any other way. And all that's left behind us is like the work of the spirit. Like you, the work that you do right now, it's so powerful. And it leaves an imprint, you know, for the future. And it's your legacy. And that's what probably your father wants you to do. And he's supporting you through this. And there's no doubt you need to connect with him and you need to speak about him. And he's there where he is right now, celebrating and smiling and probably even laughing and being happy and very supportive of you. No question about it. More supportive than ever of you. Yeah. He said, whatever you put intention with, you will see it because you have all the support.
Mm-hmm. I believe it.
Absolutely. You know, while you believe, you become and you make it happen and you celebrate and you achieve and you keep it in your heart and it defines you and it's who you are.
Yes, it's right. Well, I try to live your words because I love your writings and your books. Your books, I have several books. And
good.
I bought several
good.
Books
I'm
for
good.
Others. And
I'm
you,
good. I'm good.
Yeah,
oh,
and you're amazing, and you've helped
me. Oh, so are you. So are you. Each of us, we're amazing in our own ways, you know. And
yes.
If we'll celebrate, you know, each of us, you know, and stick with each other and create a togetherness, this world will be amazing. But the fact that we separate, you know, and we cannot, you know, work our differences and celebrate each other, you know, that's why this world is kind of falling apart and we're at the crossroads right now. And that's mm-hmm. why everything that's happening to us, with the climate change and all the disasters and all the fights and the conflicts and the war and the killing, because we cannot come together. As simple as that, we cannot solve our karmic conflicts for thousands of years. And the funny part is that the leaders of the world are implementing war and fight instead of bringing us as one. You know, that's what the world needs. Aye, aye.
Yeah. Well, I've so appreciated your advice and your great encouragement to me. You've really
I am a strong believer in you, and I want you to let me know, especially with your dad, with this guy that I'm telling you, with your tremendous success with your work. Let me know about that man that I think you'll have. I see you on stage. Amazing achievement, believing that. See it on a daily basis. Write down, see your progress. Write down your way of moving forward. Write it down. Today I did this, and a week later here I am. So continue to follow on how this is moving forward. That's very important. So let's keep in touch and let's make this happen. So we have to write down our dreams. It's important to take a piece of paper and take a deep breath, you know, and write down what you have to say.
Right.
So begin writing.
Now, will my financial finances increase soon? That's
yes.
Important.
They will go way better, way better. Your finance will go way better. And finance will start growing as the moment when you're on stage. You know, you're going to see finance like quadrupling, you know, overnight. Overnight, the moment your mission starts, then money is not even an issue anymore.
Wow.
Money is an issue as long as your mission is not in place. When your mission starts to be in place, then the financial power is in place. Does it make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
All
right. That's important to know.
Very good. And I'll send Jeanette to you as soon as possible. And
well, I'm here to support you, and I'm here to celebrate you, and I'm here for you anytime you need me. Just feel free to call in.
I will.
All right, my dear Roman. I love you, my dear. Thank you for calling me. Okay, sweetheart. God bless you. So this was my show on Spiritual Secrets for Success. And I'm going to end up by saying that exercise is a spiritual way, you know, that is beneficial for not only for the physical element, but also, you know, for your soul. Music is for your soul. And taking time for serenity and detaching and forgive. And there's so many things and beautiful things to say. But unfortunately, my show is not long enough, you know, to talk about everything. I'm Carmen Jara, and I'll be with you next Tuesday, same time, same place, this amazing station, Om Time Radio. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless you. I'm Carmen Jara. Thank you for listening.